like to do.
Okay, I'm going to start with my day I got saved. I was saved when I was 9 years old, May 19, 2007. And I was at 9:40 at night time. And my parents helped me to accept the Lord. And from then, I started growing in Him. But it wasn't until I came to Wellesley that everything, I was able to understand better, my English was better. I was a little more mature, I guess you could say. Anyway, to the Burma story. So, I had always wanted to go on a mission field, especially for the past couple years. I've been wanting this burden for the mission where I want to be there to see it firsthand off of what people's lives are and how God is working in them. And my niece, Karina, she's the same age as me, has gone and told me about the wonderful experiences she had with the people that were just so much different from American people. You know, they were somewhat happier because they don't have the modern technology there. So I was praying, you know, Lord, can I have a mission as well? And my parents were like, well, you know what, we'll pray about it. But, you know, we should let the Lord bring it on. So I was like, I was content that. And then, was it in March, my parents were here at Black Creek, and they met Mr. DeWitt here, and I was at work at the time, and they were saying how Mr. DeWitt is into Burma, and he has such a, you know, burden for his people, he says, and so I was like, really, you know, and of course, you never really know what they're talking about until you meet the person, and so I was like, very just into, like, well, there's a Burma trip coming. I'm like, oh, well, maybe, you know, I'm thinking the price, you know, like, And sometimes you don't realize God is answering the prayer right there until He opens that wide door for you. So finally, in April, there was a missions conference in Lighthouse Baptist Church at Horseheads. And that was where I first met Mr. DeWitt, and we hit off. We were both into photography, professional, and music. So we talked about pictures, and Mr. Philip Antonio just watching on the sides, like, you know, you get two people together, like, and what do you get, you know? Anyway, I began asking him about his people and about how God's working there. And he began telling me about almost each case he had, almost. And I just enjoy hearing it. And God gave me a burden for them that I didn't know was there until he showed it to me. And after a while I was talking to him, I was like, now can anyone go to Burma? And she's like, oh yeah, you can't go as a missionary, but you can go as a tourist. I'm like, uh-huh. You know, and that's when I was starting to think about it. And I didn't realize that it was that next January that they have a Burma trip coming up. I mean, I knew it was Burma, but you know, you think about it and it kind of flies away. So Mr. DeWitt and I began talking more about it the next day, and I just had this want and love about Burma, and I wanted to go, but I wasn't sure if it was Lord's will yet. So the next day, they were handing out papers for who will be going, and I'm like, yeah, you know what, I'm just going to sit here quietly, not do anything. And I was like, I really want to go, should I raise my hands for that paper? And so I thought. I'd rather be safe than sorry, because, you know, the Lord hadn't shown me all the way yet, but I did know, I believed at the time that it was the Lord's will. I was like 50% sure. Okay, 60%. So I raised my hand, and of course the first thing you see once you get the paper is the price. And everybody's thought are always like, okay, that's a lot of money. You know, I'm thinking, that's more than I'm gonna make in about, I don't know how many months. So I told Mom, I was like, what do you think? Mom and Dad kind of knew it was going to happen. They're like, well, we're going to pray about it. I said, okay. I was definitely open to that. And so I was like praying in my heart while the preaching was going. I was like, if you want me to go, Lord, you need to provide everything so that I know it's definitely from you. And of course, when you mean provide with that capital P, usually it means money, as well as accessories, passports, visas, you name it, you need it. So I was like, I thought at the time that it was really the Lord's will. And so we talked with Mr. DeWitt a little bit, and he's like, you know, we would love to have you come. We would definitely come. I'm like, well, we're praying about it. So of course, I kept continuing to pray about money that day. And then the next day, we went home. Well, that same day. And what arrives in the mail but a check for $226 from my tax department. And that was like a confirmation for me, for the Lord. But my parents weren't quite convinced yet. You know, they're sending their daughter to Burma, and who knows, the Lord might call her to Burma. So they're really not afraid, but just want to make sure it was definitely 100% from the Lord. And so the next week, on Tuesday again, it was my birthday, and we went to a motel for that. We were going to secondhand stores. That was one of our favorite things. And I, of course, I was big into photography, and I opened this photography book, not thinking of anything about Burma. And I come to the place, a picture of a Burmese little boy. And I look at his face painted, and I'm like, that looks like a Burmese little kid. And sure enough, it was the same place that I would be going if God had called me. I'm like, you know, Lord's putting a thing there. And I'm like, Mom, what do you think? She's like, well, what do you know? You know, it was just like, the Lord's definitely telling you something there. So I continued praying about the door opening. And finally, I asked my dad, may I sign this paper? Do you have a piece about it? And he's like, I have that piece. Sign it. So I did. I signed it and sent the money in. Pre-money, it's not the full money, anyway. And so next thing, I've been talking to people, and they're like, you need to get a passport. I'm like, I do? You know, I'm thinking, now? So usually for a passport, that was such a long story. Anyway, it usually takes 6 weeks for a passport to arrive to your house. And I paid like $150 for a passport. It costs a lot of money for a passport that lasts eight years. And 2 weeks later, I got it in the mail. I did not expect it till 4 more weeks. So then about like a couple weeks ago, I was at Postman office, and I was like, I just think, you know, my passport came, because you know, people there, they were the same people that had given me. And they're like, they did? And I'm thinking, it must be abnormal for it to come 2 weeks after. So, you know, the Lord put that together there, and nothing was lost. And since then, I've had an extreme burden for the people, and I pray for them when I think about them. And Mr. DeWitt has come to our house one day, unannounced. He called my dad, he's like, I'm in town. You know, do you mind if I stop over by a church? He's like, sure. Well, then that always leads. When Mom's around, she always ends up dragging him to our house and eating dinner. And Mom is a really good cook. So we had Mr. Tom with us at the same time, and we talked about Burma, and he had gotten the letter that I was going, and he was absolutely so thrilled. Of course, that then tells you, you know, the Lord is that insane that you can go. And that's pretty much what it is right now, and I'm just still praying about the visas, and God had provided me money throughout for my graduation. I was like, and it came out, people were so generous, they heard about my missions. And my neighbor gave me $100 for my graduation towards that. And, you know, I was like, too generous. And they're like, well, we know about your mission trip, and we know we want that to toward you. So I was like, thank you, you know. And little by little, my parents now are definitely that I am going. And I wouldn't have gone if my parents was not for it. I'm in the old-fashioned way. God speaks through parents or your authority. So if my dad said, I have a queer feeling about this, then that would be the end of it. But God spoke through them, and unless your parents are very ungodly, he will speak through your parents. And I believe fully in that. And that's pretty much.
Miss Amy, thank you so much. Would you be so kind as to play us a selection on the piano? Thank you so much, sweetheart.